Okay, hello and welcome to another podcast. Today we're going to be talking part two of teaching and learning methods. So I am Fiona. I am going into fourth year public sociology.
And I'm Rachel, and I've just graduated from my fourth year in media.
So we wanted to talk a bit more in detail about like different ways that like first of all you might be graded, but also just kind of like how you're gonna be like learning and studying throughout your time at QMU.
Yes.
So, obviously the key way that like you'll kind of exist at QMU is you'll have like your lectures, your seminars, which we kind of already talked about. You'll have your independent study time, and then you'll have like some form of exam, whether that be an essay or like an actual exam or like any sort of other things that we'll talk about.
So we're going to try and touch a bit on different courses and like different methods that different courses might use, even if we've maybe not come across them.
So like as we say, we have you have your bog standard like essays and exams. So like that could be like a multiple choice, which could be open or closed book. So we've done an open book exam where like you're allowed to look at your notes throughout your multiple choice exam in first year. But there's also like written exams where you're writing like basically an essay in real time.
Yeah, that's what I've done when I had exams in first year, and I'm not sure if they probably still do it in some sections of MCPA. I don't think they do have exams anymore for film, but I remember it was basically an essay that we had to write, and it was closed book as well.
Yeah, we did one essay like exam thing in first year in sociology. And we were allowed to have like references and stuff ready, but that was kind of it. Then you were talking about like client-based work. Prior to us recording this.
In film we had a module called Working in the Media, and we basically went out and we had an external client. So I've worked with external clients, which is basically like out with the university, and where we had to kind of put together almost like a sort of social media marketing thing. We had to make a film, a promotional video, and I've also worked with internal clients, so like a charity within the university, like one of the lecturers' charities. And we had to come up with a campaign basically for the charity and work closely with them. And that was part of our assessment for both of those modules. So we had to pitch. And that was assessed.
Yeah, so I mean, you get to learn a lot of really unique things in that situation because you're like getting to actually like have the chance to do some work that you might find yourself doing when you
In the future.
finish your degree. Yeah, and we have like it's kind of like later down the list originally, but I think we might as well talk about it now, is things like placements, which are we neither of us have experience with necessarily, but kind of gives you the same thing. It gives you the same kind of like actually seeing what you're going to be doing potentially when you leave uni, and it gives you that very unique experience of just having that.
Especially if it's a sort of vocational thing you're going into, like if you're, and I'm not sure if PALS is in nursing or whatever, I think it's going into paramedicine. So, potentially, I don't know much about the other degrees, but I know often with the sort of medical based degrees, you'll have placement, and that's kind of same with teaching, I think.
So we also have like more, this can be like more casually as well as for assessments. You have like your group work, which is very typical. I'm sure if you coming from college, I'm sure you've done like group work in the past in school and in college, just kind of like working with other people on like little projects, or like in sociology we done like a big presentation together where we had to come up with some research and like present it to the class.
We've had that as well, and also just in seminars, we've had, in an hour seminar, we can put into groups and we kind of work together on set questions and maybe feedback at the end as well. So it can be more casual, it can be part of your grade. That's something you'll definitely come across.
Yeah, and then as we mentioned beforehand, we've got like independent study, which is just the stuff that you're doing at home. So that's like lecturers will maybe give you a reading assessment, like not assessment, like a reading assignment to do.
Yeah.
Or, you know, go watch this video and take notes on it.
Uh-huh. Yeah. And for film as well, like go away, watch this film, you know, take notes on it in relation to the reading usually, and the lecture. So yeah, that's the kind of stuff you do on your own, as well as obviously kind of preparing for exams, assessments, if you're doing written essays and that kind of thing as well.
Mm-hmm. You said you had maybe some experience with workshops. We've not done a lot of workshops or anything like that out with like just working with our lecturers.
Yeah. We've done that for more sort of practical elements of our course. So we've had workshops in like photography and in like video production, and those are usually 2-hour slots, so similar to a lecture, and they kind of replaced a lecture for us. It was just usually group work, more hands-on, and just getting experience with the actual equipment. So
Was that also something that you would do in terms of like with guest lectures?
We've had that. So we've had people from the industry kind of coming in and lecturing or also being a part of a workshop. I don't know if you've had any guest lectures at all. Or
we had one or two. I remember we had an educational psychologist come in, like, I think I probably mentioned this in a podcast before, but like someone else has, like in sociology, you kind of start out with like doing both psychology and sociology, and then you'll split off like halfway through second year to just doing sociology. So because of that, I've done a fair amount of psychology as well. We had an educational psychologist come in. He was talking to us about like what is educational psychology. Like he was giving us like some of the tasks they give people and stuff like that. And like that was really cool to kind of see like a more like sort of hands-on approach to things and actually get to speak to someone who has this as his job.
Yeah, I think that's a real benefit of the guest lectures, because we've had that as well, and also when we've worked with clients, you know, often the clients come in and spoken about what it is that they do, and you know, that's kind of ties in really well with that hands-on experience that you get from client projects, from placements and that kind of thing.
I would say as well, this is potentially slightly off topic, but I think worth mentioning is we've had like careers fairs and stuff, and we've actually had former students from QMU come back and be like, hey, come work for like the company that I've set up that I now can do based on this degree. So like there's this really cool, I think it's a charity that either one of the public sociology students started or she now definitely like works there, like and she always comes back and chats to like us public sociology students about like what she's doing, tries to get us involved and stuff, and it's really cool.
I forgot about that. I had that as well with public relations, so someone that had kind of set up their own corporation and it was successful and things. That's also really nice to see. A good point. I forgot about that.
But yeah, so kind of moving on maybe to things that we don't have experience on as much, but we thought would be worth mentioning.
Yeah.
So like, I know in psychology, this was after we'd kind of split off, they've done like poster projects where they've made like a big poster, and obviously other like degrees do this as well, just making a poster about like a topic either alone or in a group work or something like that.
Yeah, and then kind of that's usually it turns into a presentation, right? Where you talk through it. So we were saying another thing as well that we've had not so much experience with really is blogs, creating websites, drafting social media sites.
I've not personally encountered it, but like my partner has done like websites and stuff where he's like maybe had to write like different posts and like format it nicely and make sure all the links work and all of that fun stuff, and that's a really cool like different way of like writing an essay. Like it's a bit more exciting than just writing out on Word and then sending it off. And then the last thing was like lab work, which again, neither of us really have experience with. But it's a thing that exists that you could do depending on your degree.
Yeah, it might come up.
Yeah, lab work is something that you might encounter.
I think that's basically everything that we kind of wanted to touch on, because we've spoken about lectures and seminars in the other podcast.
Thank you for listening, and hope you enjoy the rest of the podcasts.